Unit 10. Animal Farm. George Orwell's Animal Farm is one of the classics of Western literature. It was ranked as one of the best 100 novels written in English. Animal Farm may seem like a children's story for people who read it for the first time. It is written in simple, direct English and features animals that speak and act like humans. The novel actually has more depth than it seems at first. In the story, a group of farm animals take over an English farm owned by a man named Mr. Jones. A revolution erupts for freedom for the animals. The name of the farm changes to Animal Farm. The animals make their own motto, "All animals are equal." Two pigs, Snowball and Napoleon, lead the animals, teaching them to read and write and work hard to grow food. The farm is well organized and runs smoothly. The animals even fight together in strong unity against Mr. Jones when he tries to recapture the farm. The animals are content with their equal share in the life of the farm and their freedom. Soon, though, everything changes with a power struggle. Snowball and Napoleon want to have more power and control over other animals. Eventually, the pigs turn the other animals into their slaves. The pigs begin to act exactly like the humans they overthrew. By the end of the novel, the animals have to work harder and live a more painful life than before. The animals' motto has become, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." The story of Animal Farm is actually an allegory. Orwell was expressing his opinion on the government of Russia in the story. The Russian leader Joseph Stalin had taken over Russia in a similar way to how the animals took over Mr. Jones's farm. Orwell even modeled Napoleon after Stalin. Many of the events in the novel are based on things that Stalin really did. By writing Animal Farm, Orwell showed his unhappiness with Joseph Stalin and his new Russian government.